April 22nd, Thursday. What is the method to enjoy God's answers? When I traveled to a different country, I was completely surprised to hear the locals speaking Korean so well. I asked how they were able to speak it so fluently, and they replied that they had watched a lot of Korean dramas. Listen and firmly grab hold of God's word given through your pastor's sermon, and pray that it'll become imprinted in you throughout the week. In doing so, connections will be made and answers will come. This is the spiritual principle that you possess. Joseph, who enjoyed in advance. Genesis 37, verse 11. And his brothers were jealous of him, but his father kept the saying in mind. When the gospel message given by God becomes your imprint's roots and nature, you'll be able to see the future. Right now, fields around the world are filled with disasters and calamities. In order to save those fields and this age, you must see and enjoy what God has prepared in advance. Then how can we see and enjoy ahead of time? Number one, at home and in the field. At home, Joseph deeply cherished his God-given covenant to the extent that it appeared in his dreams. Through the covenant, Joseph saw the future in advance. Even when he went into Potiphar's house as a slave, he didn't sway or shake because he remembered the future that would be fulfilled. Instead, he truly enjoyed God being with him in all circumstances. Later on, when Joseph was imprisoned, he enjoyed the mystery of being with God and experienced his amazing works. Number two, in the missions field. After 2 years in prison, Joseph was brought before Pharaoh to interpret his dreams. That incident became a path to do missions. Even in this field, Joseph received tremendous answers to the extent that Pharaoh himself exclaimed, "Can we find a man like this in whom is the Spirit of God?" If you firmly hold on to the covenant like Joseph, you'll see God's works in advance and enjoy them in the field. Through the covenant of the gospel, remnants are those who will restore the family, fields, culture, and future generations. When you pray for God's word to become imprinted, you'll confirm his answers. Dear God, may remnants who hold on to your word, who are instilled with the mystery of prayer, and who enjoy answers to the extent of saving the age, arise.